9:02 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Is there any commission remarks?
No.
I will make a statement. Next Monday, the 8th, is Harry S. Truman Day, and Taney County Judicial and Courthouse will be closed that day in recognition of that birthday. Our normal scheduled meeting will be on May 9th. First order of business we have is approval of accounts payable.
I don't think we have it on the packet, so I'm going to let somebody else.
Okay.
What's that?
I don't seem to have that in my packet, so.
Move to approve checks numbers 471510 through 471561. No warrants and two journal entries or transfers.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have the minutes from April 24th, 2023.
Any questions?
Nope.
Hearing none?
I move to approve the April 24th, 2023 commission minutes.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, Devin, do you want to come forward? We have Devin Huff with our road and bridge. Our next item to be approved is approval of emergency event procurement for the Taney County Transfer Station. Can you just give us a little?
What that is, we were pouring a 4-inch cap on the existing floor. And we were a few buckets short of a adhesive to make the new floor bond to the old one. And that was going to exceed our spending limit. But we had to have it in order to complete the job to be able to be open this morning at the transfer.
And just for clarification, it's a wear surface. You said cap. I just want to.
Yeah.
I just make sure that we all know this.
Yeah.
The purpose of it is to wear.
It's got a
bonding agent.
It's got it. Yeah, it's a bonding agent for the new 4-inch concrete floor that we poured.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions?
No.
Move to approve the request for emergency procurement EEP number 2023-04-530.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin.
So we're wrapping back up and it's good to go?
Perfect. Moving down the agenda, we have approval of general consent for limited queries of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, the FMCSA Drug and Alcohol Clearinghouse. It's file number 23-049, HR Human Resources. This is the new form buying between Taney County and KT Health Clinic.
It's like what we've had each year, except we've just changed companies.
That is correct.
Move to approve the general consent for limited queries of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, FMCSA Drug and Alcohol Clearinghouse.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have approval for the amended order MRG Group number 05-01-2023-01. This would be file number 23-038 PZ Planning and Zoning.
Move So essentially, it's an amended order to reflect what was discussed and decided in that meeting.
Correct, on November 28th of 2022.
We had the letter from our attorney.
Yes, dated April 27th of 2023.
You guys have any questions?
I have none.
Move to approve the amended order for the MRG Group, file number 23-038PZ.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do we want to approve that actual order number, or do you think we're fine with what we just did? I think we're fine.
Well, I think the attorney was just doing this to be sure the language went along with the motion and the order, correct?
Right.
So it's the file number, so it should all be...
Be fine, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Next on the agenda, we have approval of the Hold Harmless Agreement, file number 23-041, Roden Bridge. This is for capital material. Once again, our attorney, Mr. Elliott, has reviewed and approves to the Hold Harmless Agreement as the form. Letter dated here April 27th, 2023, between Capital Materials and Taney County.
Devin, you've signed it already. You're familiar with it?
Yes.
We don't know if they'll accept it or not. We don't know if they'll accept it or not. But I think there were some significant changes between what they sent.
There was, but so far they appear to be on board
with it. Okay.
With it.
It looks like it'd be to their benefit. No?
He got rid. Travis marked it up and rewrote a lot of it to make sure that it was even. So. Essentially, like, we have to say that our drivers are competent and qualified to operate.
Yeah.
So, anyways. You guys have any questions?
Yeah.
Move to approve the Hold Harmless Agreement binding between Capital Materials Company and Taney County, Missouri.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin. Next on our agenda, we have the Library Board update. We have Miss Debbie Redford and Annie Hershen.
McGregor.
Thank you.
Thank you for getting us on your agenda. I put some handouts up there. We're here to mainly answer some questions you had the last time we were here. The first example is a library levy example. We have discovered through our research that the median value of homes in the Branson-Hollister district is $170,000. That's a 1,250 square foot home in Branson Schools that's outside the city limits. The county assessed value is $15,550, and taxes, what we showed is what they're currently paying for OTC and what they would be paying on the library tax. Do you have any questions?
That's the tax that, are you still saying the 18% that you presented?
Yeah.
18%.
0.18.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any questions? Another question you had was on commercial properties, and we've put together. Sorry for the cut and paste job.
Just a snapshot.
Yes. Yeah. If I printed it all on one page, none of us could have read it. So. And you can obviously see by my cut and paste job why I'm not an art teacher. But there's a list, kind of a cross section of a variety of businesses in terms of ownership, in terms of location, of both Hollister and Branson that shows what they pay to OTC right now. And of course, OTC is 0.19, I think it's 0.1904. And we would be 0.18, so it'd be a little less than what they're currently paying OTC.
Just so you guys know, it's now White Oak.
Oh, okay.
The first one on there.
The very first one. Yes.
So the assessed value, the assessed valuation is what I look at because that's what, you know, determines the tax.
Right.
So the largest one you've got down is $1,923,000.
That was meant to be a decimal. I asked that same question.
Was it?
Yeah, that's okay. Not a comma. Poor press lease. Yeah, that would be quite a leap.
I think she was under the valuation, so she was talking about the Clarion.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the valuation side, not the OTC tax side.
Okay, gotcha.
So if you had, that's $1,900,000. I just went up to $1,500,000. If the market, if it was appraised at that, then you'd have an assessed valuation of $480,000. So your valuation, is that your market or your assessed valuation that you've got down?
Assessed.
That's assessed?
Right. Because market value is going to be way much higher than valuation in terms of how the assessor does valuations. If you were to sell it today, it's going to be worth more than the valuation is going to determine, assuming that the market's good.
Yeah. Well, if that's assessed and your tax is based upon the assessed valuation.
Correct.
If it's assessed at $1,900,000, unless my...
That's the valuation, not the assessed, right?
Oh, it's the market value?
Yeah, the value, right? Am I correct? I'm just looking at this myself, but this is the valuation line, correct? Not the assessed.
I'm sorry, yes.
That's
the market. But once you figure in the assessment, the right-hand side is showing, for example, what they would pay a little bit less than what OTC is paying.
So we put down OTC because it was the most closely related to what we're trying to do in terms of valuing. So the first column of the last two columns is the valuation, not the assessed value. Is that correct?
Well, I
was. Or that's the assessed value, but not. You want to explain those last two columns here?
Well, since I wasn't the one putting together, we had someone assign. What you could do real quickly is take, for example, the very first one.
The white oak?
Yeah. Sorry, it's still in the books as Turkey Creek.
I'm just teasing. They don't own the rights to that name.
While she's doing that, I just want to compliment you on the new chairs. I don't know how long they've been here, but they feel great.
You like those, huh?
Yeah.
I'll make you a special deal on
shares matter.
Well, what the voters just need to know is that they have the appraised value put on and then the assessed value.
Right.
And, of course, there's tax. That assessed value, then, like on you're looking at commercial, that's 32% of the appraise. And then... So you're talking 18% of that. So if I had an appraised value of $1,500,000, then my assessed value would be $480,000. Then my tax at 18% would be $864. That's why I was kind of puzzled
going
on
going through and trying to, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And this is not a full list of all the businesses that would be...
No, it was trying to get small, medium, large.
Okay. Can just make the statement for the purpose of the review of this is you guys are wanting...
When we were here last time, Commissioner Wyatt said, what about the businesses? We've looked at home values. We want to look at business values as well. And so this is in response to that request of have you looked at what you would receive by way of what they would be charged as well.
And do you have kind of a breakdown as far as percentage of the owners of these businesses that would be taxed, where they live? Is percentage of them inside this district or is a big percent of them outside of this district?
That was a good question, yeah.
Yes, the person who was doing this for us said that she was amazed that she was finding at least half of them were not living in the Branson-Hollister School District.
Okay, so half of these business owners do not live inside this proposed district.
Right.